Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he briefly has to say. Great, thanks, Sane Man. I can't think of a topic right now. No doubt you can come up with one. I will donate again with a topic. Cheers. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation. I want to bring to your attention an article I found called 2021 Miss Nevada will be the first openly transgendered Miss USA contestant, which I've linked to in the description. So it looks like men are more beautiful than women in Nevada, at least. Ladies, you've really screwed the pooch this time. Soon you'll lose your opportunity in women's basketball, as swimsuit models, Olympic athletes, beauty pageant contestants, OnlyFans models, as well as so much more. As men figure out that there's tons of prize money and sporting career opportunities out there that they can take away from women, and women can't say anything. Because if they do, then they'll be transphobic. Sure, they can complain about trans women's larger bones and muscle density, but how can they criticize a once-upon-a-man that worked really hard to look like a woman and beat women at their own game? Some states, I believe Florida, are moving to ban trans women from competing in women's sports. Women have no problem invading male spaces and competing with men, but they don't seem to know how to react when men enter female spaces and compete with women. Here's a bit from that article, and I quote, Cataluna Enriquez, who was also Miss Nevada, USA's first trans contestant, beat out 21 other women for the top spot. She will represent the Silver State at the 2021 Miss USA pageant that will be held on November 29th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she will have a chance to be crowned Miss USA in advance to the Miss Universe pageant. If crowned Miss USA, Enriquez will become the second trans contestant to compete for Miss Universe after Angela Ponce, who represented Spain in the 2018 Miss Universe pageant. The pageant began allowing transgender contestants in 2012. Unquote. What a glorious glory hole day this is. Boys all across America will see her on the Miss America pageant and dream that they too can one day compete in the Miss America pageant. What a joyous time to be alive if you're coming of age in these coomer times. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing your buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the females that were once males taking over female spaces away. First of all, whatever happened to the Miss America pageant wanting to drop the swimsuit competition? What about all those fapper chicks that worked really hard in the 1920s to allow women to reveal their bodies? Sounds to me like covering up women in bikinis is kind of sexist. Actually, the reason they dropped the bikini competition was probably because the competition had been infiltrated by cultural Marxists that are trying to destroy the standard definition of beauty and probably want to see land whales competing in the competition one day. Luckily, they changed the rules a few years back, just in time for Miss Nevada, in case she doesn't actually tuck her mansicle adequately enough and it slips through the bikini crack on live television. For all I know, it might be gone. I was also watching one YouTube channel and 2 twin comedians were commenting on this story, and said that given the choice between smashing Cataluna and Rosie O'Donnell, that most guys would know exactly what to do. I wanted to make a joke about having sex with an animal at this point, but that would just be inappropriate, so I won't. But their jokes do actually bring up an interesting question. What if in the future, with gender bending and feminism, many below average incel males and perhaps even some ordinary males are presented with either a bossy and fat low hygiene female or feminine and skinny high hygiene she-males? Would they choose one or would they continue to remain single? I've seen women online complaining about trans women and how they shouldn't be allowed to compete with women with regards to anything. Some people are saying that trans women should have their own beauty competitions like they do in Thailand. But wouldn't that be transphobic? Shouldn't we cancel women that complain and are intolerant in this modern world? Under no circumstances should we discriminate against trans women. But quite honestly, I think we should have separate competitions because that way we could compare which sex is better at being women. But if we allow anyone to compete in Miss America, then it would also show people how former men can be more feminine than females, and it's going to piss a lot of women off. Remember that feminists want to destroy the traditional beauty model. so they can get their ugly hands on some men out there. They increasingly want to punish beautiful women and elevate themselves to the ideal female diabetes feet form. But if skinny trans females perpetuate the traditional feminine form, then they can't attack them, because it shows everyone their hypocrisy. I'm predicting that in the end they'll go after the more attractive trans females, because the woke left is made up of large groups of losers, they can't handle individual winners, and people behaving based on their own philosophy instead of their woke one. I absolutely love seeing this no-win scenario that the women and wokesters have found themselves in, but women will weasel their way out of it, because more of them will start pretending that they're traditional, and that things like this have gone too far. Others will attack the idea of beauty itself, while others still will push for separate competitions for trans females. If the radical left ever does take over society, then the radicals will be cleansed, and so will things like trans rights. That's what they don't understand. This situation is full of people that are useful idiots to push the destruction of cultural norms, so they can be replaced by something more radical. When the goal is accomplished, all this stuff that destabilizes the social contract will be cleansed from the system too. Almost as if it's being done intentionally to draw people with unusual lifestyles out of the closet, and out in full view, so they'll be easier to identify. That goes for both the critics and the promoters of such ideas, because both groups are a threat to the new system once it's established its totalitarian control. That's about all I've got to say on this particular issue. For the rest of this video, I want to cover another article called Influencers React to Norway Photo Edit Law, which I've linked to in the description. It's about a new law in that country that'll force social media influencers to tell everyone if their photos have been photoshopped before they post them. The feminist government in that country wants to reduce body pressure among young people in the country. The only thing such a law will do is reduce the sexual marketplace value of attractive women, to bring them down closer to those women wearing high-heeled hooves. All the magazine and professional media companies that airbrush their models for advertising will probably be forced to do the same. But I doubt it. Notice that it's a law specifically targeting social media influencers, because big brands hire professional models and will probably become exempt. But how do you enforce something like this? This new law is like putting a band-aid over a bullet wound. Social media is toxic cancer that destroys our souls, and it's been leading to higher rates of suicide, and it's not going to be stopped without destroying a $1 trillion social media industry. The law in Norway is probably about the less attractive members of that society trying to punish the more attractive ones, because they are their competition for the hot 2 or 3% of men in their society. They're trying to rig the sexual marketplace to make it more equal for women. I think this is going to spread because M. Clarkson, an influencer in London, is saying that it's also needed in the UK. She's 26 years of age and starting to hit the wall, with some sun-induced wrinkles around her eyes, so I'm sure she wants to punish the younger competition out there. Of course, middle-aged women that aren't influencers will still be able to put Instagram filters over their faces to make themselves look 10 years younger. I guess it's just the most attractive women that have to redistribute their attention to the homeliest-looking lasses, the ones with the biggest asses in society. What are they going to do after that? Introduce a law forcing influencers to mention if they're wearing makeup or not, or if they work out or not, or if they've had plastic surgery or not? Are they going to introduce something like the fashion police that they have in Muslim countries into Western ones? There was a bill proposed by MPs in the UK to make it compulsory for people to declare altered images, but it never made its way through Parliament. Clarkson says that the UK government needs to take the issue more seriously and bring in a law like Norway's. She says this, and I quote, "All the indicators are showing mental health problems, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, it's all on the rise," unquote. Even if a law like that is introduced, the real problem is there isn't enough attention to go around in our society anymore, and it's causing mental illness and destabilizing it. It's not a coincidence that all the wokesters showed up in 2009 or 2010, a few years after social media arrived on the scene. A lack of attention is making many women crazy, or they see some women with so much of it that they get jealous, and trying to stop them from getting access to the gigachads out there is what they want. But what about if a female influencer is accused of editing their photos, even though they're just really good-looking and they're really good at applying their makeup? I guess they might have to put a ban on makeup after that. I've seen some makeup artists work so well that the faces they paint actually are done with airbrushes. Who will decide what is and what isn't digitally altered? You know what's going to happen. Women are going to pull down all their unaltered images and claim that their real appearance is what you see in their altered images, which they will claim is their natural look. without an image of how they look without makeup and airbrushing, there's no way to know if it's being honest or not. So it's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to promote even more unrealistic body expectations. This idea is up there with the Swedish snowplowing situation that happened a few years back, where the feminist government in one of their cities decided to prioritize the smaller roads that women travel more first and only later take care of the arterial roads that mostly men take to get to work. The city came to a standstill during the first major snowfall. Real crimes will go unpunished and the police will spend their time trying to stop people that use Photoshop. I bet you can't wait to see what other laws the gynocentric governments around the world are going to pass when 60, 70, or 80% of the politicians around the world are female. An influencer Photoshop law is going to look pretty tame compared to some of the stuff we'll probably see. I think that short of destroying social media and changing the way we communicate, we're doomed as a species. Everyone needs attention and to be acknowledged. Women also need to be kept in check so that millions of women don't want the same handful of men that they see online. Technology enriches the best-looking women with more attention than they can handle, while starving the other women of it. Tinder gives the best-looking men access to as many attractive women as they want, while creating an underclass of incels, many of which are starting to turn themselves into the female form and competing in beauty pageants so that they too can get some of that attention. At what point will our society say enough is enough? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these topics. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that more men would smash a trans woman that's a beauty queen than Rosie O'Donnell, because it's not gay, you know. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the ugly women trying to make all of the hot women ugly too, so they can get a little bit of male attention too away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.